April. Here we go. Now then, it's rare, really rare, that I will put 2 months running a track by the same artist in this podcast. But when feedback is given to such an extent as it was over the track King by Saint Phoenix, I'd be daft not to listen to it, because I put this out there for you guys. So, if you remember, last month, track called King by Saint Phoenix, all very mysterious, not much out there online, it was all very new, but wow, what a pop banger. Now then, you all love that, and then this one I'm about to play you, called The One, is equally as banging, if not, maybe a touch more banging. Still mysterious, still nothing online. In fact, I think they might have even taken a track or two offline. This might actually be the only place where you can currently hear Saint Phoenix. But I tell you what, give it 6 months, you'll all be talking about him. You'll be all like, that's that song with that big piano riff, innit? Yeah, it is. And if for some reason you'll have heard this, if you're into like sports and stuff, because it's been all over the sports coverage, if for some inexplicable reason you're into Formula One, that atrocious, soul-destroying, money-grabbing waste of time that is Formula One. But hey, if you got up early to watch that, this was on the opening montage of Sky's F1 2016-17 season over the Australian Grand Prix. Quite a good sync, but as I say, an abhorrent sport. But you can't hold that against Saint Phoenix, because that wasn't their choice. But plenty of you got up and watched it, plenty of you talk about it. Ooh, someone crashed and nearly died. Oh yeah, that's a highlight. That's something to celebrate. What a pointless waste of time. Anyway, as I said, 6 months, 12 months time, you'll all know this guy. And I'm very happy to be one of the first people to put it in front of you. Because when you hear this piano riff in a bit, it's going to be absolutely massive.
I'll be the one.
absolutely wonderful stuff. And if you did like that, go back to last month's and listen to King, the other track by them guys. Oh, facebook.com/Saint Phoenix. But there's no vowels in Phoenix, as is their want. Now then, it's Your Love that keeps me going. No, joking. This is a new single, brilliant new single from Hannah Lou Clark that was produced by Tarek, who's the guy from Spring King. She's been around for a little while. She's always been good. When this dropped in my inbox, ooh, I nearly stood up and applauded my computer. It's absolutely brilliant. It's taken from a new EP, which is coming out this month via PS on her own label. It's had support from Hugh Stevens on Radio 1. It's been featured by Apple Music, by Spotify, on various key taste-making blogs and playlists. She's about to go on a UK headline tour. Seriously though, what a tune. It's Your Love by Hannah Lou Clark.
Woe is a gobstopper in my mouth. Hold my breath, count to ten. Spit it out. Air on my head falls like autumn leaves. My mirror shows the weight of human frailty. It's your love, it's your love, it's your love.
facebook.com/HannahLouClarkMusic. Now then, Sheffield, my hometown, wonderful place full of wonderful, talented people like these guys. I Set the Sea on Fire. Their debut album, Sleep Now Suburbia, comes out mid-April on DMF, and this is a track called Tastes Like Funk. The first time I heard it, I knew I just fell for it because it's got rock flute in it. What more do you want? You've got a catchy riff, yeah. How do you make a catchy riff even catchier? Whack a bit of a flute on there. Incredible stuff. And if that isn't enough for you, Dermot O'Leary likes it. And if you can look me in the eye and tell me that Dermot O'Leary is a liar, then we're not going to be friends. We'll be right back.
sleeps. You and I get blazed, then we raise a glass for the end of days. I could have been anything, I could have been a saint. In the end we all die just the same. When I'm dead and I'm done, all I wanna say is that it was fun. Cause I ain't no hippie and I ain't no punk, but I love that taste cause it tastes like.
Horns, more of that in general. Facebook.com/ISTSOF for more on those guys. Now then, I'm about to play you a track which exists in this world partly because of us here at Centric. We ran a little competition called Next Big Sync where we basically asked any musician, singer, songwriter, artist out there who fancied getting a bit of help trying to get their music used on TV to put themselves forward. This guy did, Luke Casato. A guy I've seen play live on two or three occasions now, and every single time I have seen him, he's absolutely made the room he's in just silent. Absolutely silent. He's got that kind of voice on him. He came in, he played us a demo, we said, this is wonderful, can you do this, this, and this, and this, and kind of like, you know, did a bit of, I believe it's called A&R. Yes. We put him in a studio, the Motor Museum in Liverpool, which is run by the wonderful people at Maloko Studios, and this is the result of it. He had a couple of days there. It's a nice, simple setup, but wow, bloody powerful stuff. Breathe by Luke Casato. So happy to play this for you. It's the first time it's been played pretty much anywhere. If you've got some tissues around you, just get yourself ready. If you've recently broke up with someone, you know, just be aware that this is going to tug on those old heartstrings of yours. So, you know, you've been warned.
Now that you're giving no part. left with no words to say. Breathe your life into my lungs, or suffocate me and bury me while we're young. How is it easier to breathe when I'm drowning in my sleep? How is it easier to breathe now that you
voice. That dude is talented. facebook.com/LukeCasartoMusic, and that track will be coming out on Heroic Recordings in the rather near future indeed. Now then, Slow Lights, the best indie pop band you don't really know about yet, because they've been beavering away. They've released a couple of singles and they've been a bit top notch, but they're getting everything ready. They're lining the ducks up in a row, so they say, to drop their debut EP. Self-titled it is as well. Comes out in June, which is a while off, but they're going to release a little track a month before then. This is going to be one of them. It's called Only Young, and I tell you what, it tickles my fancy. It tickles it good.
I don't know where I'm going, and I don't know what I'll find, what I'll find, what I'll find. Well, I found the key, I found the cure. I saw a bright shade of green on the other side, the other side, the other side.
stuff, facebook.com/slowlightsband. Now then, I Wanna Be Your Lady, sings Shannon Wardrop in the song I'm about to play you. First time I heard this, it only took about 8 or 9 seconds when I realised I'm dead into it. The sound, the production, the introduction, the voice, what an absolutely brilliant song. Now, this is a modern sentence to say. If, by chance, you follow Burberry on Snapchat, you may have heard several of Shannon's songs as they have been using that in their correspondence. Quite exciting, isn't it? I don't use Snapchat myself. I have no need to take pictures of my junk and send them to people for very short periods of time. But if you do, you may have heard this. There you go. All the blogs are behind her. She's got some new material coming up soon. And if it's half as good as this, we're in for a bit of a treat. Good song. facebook.com/ShannonWardropMusic. Now then, we're going to go to Utah and we're going to listen to the song Queensway by Coral Bones, a band who you may have seen if you were over at South by Southwest the other month. If you weren't, don't fret, neither was I. Who needs to be in Austin in the sunshine drinking free margaritas and listening to the world's best bands over a period of 3 or 4 days? I didn't need that. No, I was here in Liverpool redecorating my bathroom, so you know, and I had the same music on the speakers with when I wasn't surrounded by people, so you know, there's positives to be taken from that as well. This is catchy as hell, this song, just to warn you, once you've listened to this, in about 4 minutes' time, you're going to have a little riff in your head that will be there for the rest of the day. Hey, maybe your waking life. Riffs. Facebook.com/choralbones for more of them. You know what I like? What genre I'm into? Hashtag dream pop. Now then, I spend a lot of my days on SoundCloud, listening to music, looking at bands, and the genres they tag themselves in are at times hilarious. I came across someone the other day who claimed that his track was melancholic techno, whatever that means. These guys, though, said they were dream pop, and I was like, okay. You know, is that just being your pop? And then I listened to it, and I was like, oh, no. I can't call that dream pop. You've actually nailed that on the head. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about the first ever song from the band Swimming Tapes. And this track's called Souvenirs, and it's only been online for a handful of weeks. And golly gosh, it's had so much support from so many blogs in so many different areas, and it's had Radio 1 plays, and I'm playing it for you. A couple of the lads in this band used to be in an absolutely wonderful Northern Irish band called Kowalski, but we don't need to look back at that, we need to look forward at this. This is their first thing, I've not heard anything else. But you know, what potential? Hashtag dream pop. I'm quite giddy as I record this because tomorrow morning I go away to Barcelona for 5 days in a very lush little place, and we're planning on spending at least 2 or 3 hours in one of the days on the rooftop pool, and I tell you now, that's going to soundtrack it with a glass of cava and a pint of Estrella and some tapas and that tune and sunshine and good times. Facebook.com/swimmingtapes if you want to take part in some of those good times with me. Now then, we're going to pop to Berlin, because that's where Sarah P lives. Who's Sarah P? I'll tell you who Sarah P is. Sarah P is the lady who was the vocalist in Keep Shelley in Athens. What a band, am I right? Well, she's doing her own stuff now, and it's dead good. She released an EP called Free. It's been people are well on it. Spotify put it in like key playlists all over Germany, Canada. Amazon featured it. Loads of blog support. MTV, Under the Radar, The 405, Colo Rising. This is a direct quote from the blog Colo Rising. What the world is witnessing is a beautiful princess's inauguration into a fully fledged queen, and her artistic kingdom has no boundaries or borders. Wow, what a sentence. That's how the bloggerati feel about this lady, Sarah P. And this is a track called Little Soul, taken from the EP Free, which you can listen to in full on Spotify or your streaming provider of choice right now. But not right now, because right now you're going to listen to this one, and I've got a few more tracks to play you, then you can do whatever the bloody hell you want.
Did I offer you at least some tea, or did I enter could lead us all up on. Sleep now, baby, it's alright.
Does this for a little bit now. Not that I'm one to talk over someone's art, but you know, if you're on the tube listening to this, you'd be, oh, there you go. Right then, facebook.com/SarahPOfficial. Go listen to the EP Free, which is out now. Wonderful stuff. Okay, we're going to Liverpool now, the place where I sit and record this. Battle Cry by Veyu. It's a new single from the Liverpoolian five piece. They came about last year. Caused a right old stir on the older blogs and whatnot. They went a little bit quiet. They've come back with this absolute banger. The Guardian, if I may quote them, said, disarmingly intimate yet profoundly epic, climbing to shimmering heights, then plunging into deep blue. I agree with you, Guardian. I agree with you. And after you've listened to this, I hope you would do too.
Smoke them out, shine up.
Space, facebook.com/wearevayu. If you get the chance to check those guys out live, do it. Now then, a track from the Hungarian-born and Netherlands-based producer Dansor. This is the title track from her new album. It's called Theory of Love. It was released on Black Rock Records, and it was named a must-buy by Big Shot Magazine. She's had support from BBC Six Music, DJ Magazine, Hunger Culture, Knobs Magazine. Haha, yes, but as in Knobs with a K, as in the things that DJs use. Thank you very much. And yeah, if you're into this, if you're into electronic music, this full album is just wonderful. But obviously I can't play you a full album on this podcast because that would be wrong, probably. But this is a little taster for you to go, I'll tell you what, I'm going to listen to that full album. Good. That's the kind of attitude I want from you lot.
Let it go.
facebook.com/dansormusic. Again, that's taken from the album Theory of Love, which, may I remind you, is being called a must buy. And we've reached the end of the podcast, and I've got one more track to play you. And Big Keith Pursehouse, aka Father, I sent him an album last year by The People the Poet from Wales, whose debut album was nominated for the Welsh Music Prize, and he bloody loved it. He could not get enough of this album. He texted me about it on several occasions. He gave it to one of his friends to listen to. And I was like, Dad, good. Because I wouldn't give you things that I thought were substandard. These guys, I've got a new EP. It's called Paradise Closed. It's released later this month. They just played South by Southwest. They've had loads of support from Radio 1 and Radio 2, including a session for Dermot O'Leary. Hello. Again, Dermot, don't you say bad things about Dermot. This is called Happy Being Miserable, and it's a wonderful way to close this month's podcast, because it's a wonderful band. We're wonderful at writing music. With that in mind, thank you for joining me. facebook.com/thepeoplethepoet if you want to hear more of this. Until then, I'm off to sunny Spain with my creaky chair. Bye.
All those times she said there's no